Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Lexi, who has Eustachian tube dysfunction.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in. Morning, team.
Ian has an appointment following mine. Ooh, thank you. I've got a bad hand.
Is it your hand you hear about today, then?
Well, it was going to be, but I've got a different problem, so...
All right.
It's me right here. I've had tinnitus on and off since 1991. It'll not be on the records, but I know I have. And occasionally I do have a bit of ringing or high-pitched noise in both ears, but I would say that at least the last month... Me right here, it's been I can sometimes hear when I'm watching the telly, it's like the washer's draining, but when I go to bed, the noise, it's like it's right next to us. It's really, really loud, different than the normal tinnitus I've had. So I didn't know whether I had wax or what, or whether it's just tinnitus. I don't know.
It's okay. Just
this ear. I mean, yes, I've got a bit ringing this morning, but it's just this ear, which I haven't got that noise going on this morning with it.
Yeah.
But when it starts, terrible.
So the main thing you want me to help you with today really relates to your right ear. It's been going on for a month, although you have had a problem with tinnitus historically since 1991.
Since 1991, and it's only been a bit of buzzing and a bit of your, what I would call it's probably tinnitus.
Sure.
But this has just become, just the right ear, very loud and worse in bed, but really loud.
That's your priority, that you also mentioned there's a hand issue.
It was just this, it's down this morning, but for the last few days, it's been up like a pudding, and I've had radiating pain there. I have Dupuytren's, and I don't know whether it's anything to do with that, I don't know, but me right hand tends to get very puffy, and yesterday these fingers were quite big. It's down this morning, because it was up from here, but it is a lot... down this morning, and I haven't got the ache and pain going on this morning I had yesterday.
Okay, how are you in yourself?
Fine.
Okay.
Just me.
So, if we prioritise your ear in the first instance,
that's all I want today. I don't know.
What did you think was going on with the ear?
I don't know. I don't know whether I've got wax in, whether it is tinnitus. It's so loud to the point you can't sleep for it.
Okay. Any discharge coming out of the ear?
No.
Any change in your hearing?
I feel a little bit muffled, as if you could do some sort of something to clear your head, that kind of muffled.
Talking of that, have you noticed any congestion?
No.
No cold symptoms at the moment? No cough or anything?
No, I haven't
like
had
that.
Cold or coughs for months, no.
Any spinning sensations at all?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay. And the hand problem, if I can just double check?
I don't know whether it's arthritis or something, because I haven't knocked it or done anything.
No injury?
No.
And no family history of arthritis?
I know I've got it in those two fingers, because I got torn once when I had an x-ray.
Yeah.
But it just seems like this pain gets quite intense. And I did have toothache the other day, and I was already backing it with paracetamol, and it didn't touch that.
Sure, okay.
So,
but it seems to be getting better of its own accord.
I haven't got it today.
Yeah.
But,
what was your deepest fear with related to that?
I don't know. I didn't have a fear.
No,
I just thought, was it a touch of arthritis? What was it? That's all I wondered.
No clots in the family?
No.
Okay. And any drastic things that you'd read on the internet for the ear?
No, I've never looked.
Thing? Nothing like that? All right. Was there anything in particular that you wanted me to do about the thing with the ear?
Just to have a look to see, is it wax or could it be tinnitus? That was all just a reason for it, really.
All right, okay. Yeah. You got type 2 diabetes.
I have, yes.
You've recently changed your treatment a little bit with your pioglitazone.
Yeah,
are you tolerating that okay?
All that's doing is making us go to the toilet a little bit more, but nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're tolerating that, okay.
But fine, no problem.
Okay, but Janet's keeping an eye on
you. I'm there at 9 o'clock this morning with urine sampling for bloods.
Good. Can I check there's no swellings anywhere else?
Yes.
No joint swellings, no joint tenderness, no stiffness in the mornings or anything like that?
I haven't got anything, no.
And your weight's fairly stable at the moment, is it?
No, only because I've been really naughty, but that has gone up a bit, but that's nothing unusual to what I've been eating. I expect that.
Okay. And you're not a smoker?
No, never.
All right, okay. Good. Okay, well, why don't we check you over? Mm-hmm. We'll start with your ear and then have a wee look at your hand as well, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to test your hearing, if I may.
Yeah.
Just tell me what I'm saying.
21.
Good.
98.
So your hearing's pretty good.
I've always had excellent hearing, always, but it does feel a little bit muffled.
Okay. And the world's not going round when you turn over and
nothing,
bend,
no like spinning, that. No nothing.
You've had no chest pains and no breathlessness?
No,
like
no.
Not sore when I press on there? No. And your teeth are okay, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Open your mouth. Breathe in. Close your mouth. And no pain in your face at all.
Mm.
And as you said, no cold symptoms. No. Not sneezing. Can you look towards your husband?
Mm-hmm.
And you've never been a smoker, have you?
No.
Good. Okay. Let's have a wee look at your hand as well.
It's just that one.
So no swelling of your...
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to have stood and pressed it yesterday.
Ah, right, okay. And you're not tender in there.
No,
can you
no.
Cock your wrist up there?
No pain, nothing.
Doesn't hurt when you do that?
No.
Great, okay. So it seems to be getting better, it whatever it is.
Yeah, it just radiated there yesterday and the whole thing was puffed up.
I need to know if you're finding that the forearm is becoming swollen and tender.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you've got persistent problems with stiffness or pain in your joints, let's have another look at you as well.
Which I haven't. Which I haven't at the moment.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the problem, the main issue that you wanted to talk about today was related to your ear.
Yeah.
You were wondering about wax. There's no suggestion of any wax there. Your hearing's pretty good.
Yeah.
But your eardrum on the right-hand side is slightly sucked in the way.
Okay.
And that sort of thing sometimes happens with a cold, but you've not mentioned any cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually caused by you not being able to balance the pressures in your ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem called eustachian tube dysfunction.
Right.
You know when you go up in a plane
and
you pop your ears?
Yeah.
That's not working so well at the moment.
Right.
Can you make it pop at the moment? If you hold your nose
and
blow until your ear pops, does that work on that side?
Oh, did that one, but not that side.
Does on that side, but not that side. So
that
confirms that's what the problem is, all right? So it's nothing sinister or worrying.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get better,
but
we can make it better a bit faster if you want.
Right.
So all you need to do is to learn how to do that popping exercise.
Right.
So you can do that with a mint,
all
right?
Mm-hmm.
So having a mint in inside your mouth, maybe sugar-free chewing gum's ideal for you, being diabetic, would be a good idea.
Right.
But all you want to do is to make your ear pop several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not working without help, then it may be helpful for you to use a decongestant.
Right.
But you mustn't use the decongestant for any longer than about a week or so.
Right.
And you
can
just buy that over the counter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a nasal decongestant, and the chemist will recommend something for you.
Does that sound
okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That should settle things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting new problems,
mm-hmm.
so persistent deafness,
mm-hmm.
if you've got a discharge from your ear and it's sore in your ear, let's see you urgently.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you've got vertigo where the world goes around persistently for longer than a minute at a time, then we probably ought to see you as well. But no suggestion of anything worrying.
Right.
And I can't see any particular problem with the hand, but if you've got a persistent problem with that, then I'm happy to see you again.
Right.
Do you want to go over any of that again?
No, that's great, thank you.
Would it be helpful for me to write down the name of that problem?
Oh, yes, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Right. Now, you can look this up if you like.
I will.
On patient.info, but you're looking up eustachian tube dysfunction.
It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want me to show you a picture of this?
No, you're fine. And can I just ask for you to pop us back on your list for these? You did this side, and it was just for those.
Just remind me what I've done for you.
Took one off here, some down here, and the one...
Were there little skin tags we took off for you?
Yeah, there were like flat ones, one there, a couple was grouped here.
I had some little separate waters, didn't you?
But yeah, you were going to, you said come back in 6 weeks, which I think it'll be more than 6 weeks.
You're keen to have those ones done as well,
yeah,
right?
Please.
Okay, it might leave a scar, is that acceptable to you?
Sure.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no concern.